details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, I'm a conservative, and the Congressional Research Service revealed about 2 weeks ago that the United States is number one in energy reserves in the world. Then it's Russia, then it's Saudi Arabia, then it's China. So there is absolutely only one, or actually three reasons why our oil is so expensive: Barack Hussein Obama, and that's it.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. There's a gentleman who has some strong feelings about our position in terms of energy and reserves. We're number one. So why is it that we're having all of this trouble? That's a very good question, isn't it, huh? We spend some more time in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show reviewing the price you're paying for gasoline, why you are paying as much as you are. Certainly some of you would like to discuss whose fault you think it is. That's fine. We look at the numbers, et cetera, et cetera. That's all here in this hour, and wonder what the presidential candidates have to say about the cost of petroleum. That certainly ought to be, if not the economy being number one, this ought to be number two, and it certainly affects the economy, does it not? 800-510-8255. Doug Steffen with a welcome in to this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The unseasonably warm weather we're having over much of the nation isn't the only sign of an early spring. The Iranian oil cutoffs have caused what you're paying for gasoline to go up, 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 and at a record pace, crossing the $4 a gallon threshold in many parts of our country, threatening to break an all-time high. $5 a gallon gasoline could be what you're paying by Memorial Day or the 4th of July. And that will jeopardize the economic recovery as it is already in Europe and other parts of the world, fueling campaign rhetoric. Presidential election year, the Republicans, well, there are those of you who think the Republicans are behind all this because you want to see Obama reelected. Everybody was worried about Europe as being the precipitating factor to sort of throw the world into a slowdown, says the chief oil analyst at the Oil Price Information Service. Higher oil prices can do the same thing. Creeping up steadily over the past month, the national average for a gallon hit $3.57 this week, up from $3.17 at the same time last year. 40 cents. The price typically does go up at this time of the year. Cost of heating oil and diesel fuel goes down a little bit. The prediction is that the national average may be $4 to $4.25 by sometime in April. That increases the chances of hitting the record high, which goes back to July 2008. Highest we've ever paid on average in this country, $4.11. Not only does that screw up your summer plans for travel, it screws up what you're paying for pretty much every commodity you buy. If you're buying an airplane ticket, it's going to affect the cost of that. Southwest has already gone up $10 in the past week across the board on all their ticket prices, and all the rest of the airlines followed suit. So what do you want to know? What do you want to hear? Mostly your calls in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the price of gasoline. Let's go to John, who's in Raleigh, North Carolina.
The basis of all this is a failed foreign policy on the part of President Obama. He has allowed the Middle East to slip further and further into turmoil, and this increase in gas prices will be a strain on the U.S. economy, everybody's wallet, and not only that, the worst part about it is it will be a national security issue. And I just hope that when it comes voting time, that even the people out there, the nice Democrats that love Mr. Obama, they remember that the national average the day that President Obama took office was $1.79. So, you know, I don't care who you are or what world events, you know, have influence on it. According to my standards, I don't look at that as being a good job when it comes to an executive. So just remember, everybody, $1.79 was the price of gas the day he took office. And when you whip out $5 a gallon, I hope you vote with your wallets, because not only is this a strain on your financial situation, it's also reducing your liberty because you cannot travel when you want. It's a reduction of liberty and a national security issue.
Do you believe what John said, that it's all President Obama's fault? And what good does it do to blame, well, maybe it's if you want to see Obama not elected again, I guess that'll work. 800-510-8255. Let's see, Mike calls from New Haven with some thoughts about what's going on in Washington and what that means to the price you're paying for gasoline.
This is ridiculous. You know, the speculators are turning around. They dumped $106 billion into the market. What I mean, with that kind of money, of course it's going to raise the price. And they're going to make billions off this, and we're going to wind up paying. That $35 billion is nothing compared to the profits that they're going to make with the oil companies. Now, what we have to do is figure out how we're going to get out of this mess. And the only way we're going to get out of this mess that we voted ourselves into is to get rid of them idiots in Washington. What have they done all year other than post offices, backdoor deals, and argued and fought with each other? We need to wake up and become the occupiers because it's obvious nothing's going to get done. As far as an independent, they've made it to where independents cannot even vote for anybody other than vote for the two of lesser evils. And the lesser of evils have been in office for so long, and it's so corrupt, it should be corporate Washington instead of Washington, D.C.
I think my memory is correct. You know, it's right when I say that the price of gas when Obama took office was down. But the year before, Bush, the price had been up $140-some a barrel, and gas was $4 a gallon. And, you know, you got to look at that and say, well, hey, when it went down, it was, you know, Bush had already filled the pockets of the oil companies up, you know, and it continues today. But, you know what I really think? I really think that oil and fuel energy in this country is such a carrier on what the economy does that the government would buy the oil companies, give them a fair market price, and use it to make the money to lower our taxes and keep the oil prices, you know, where people in, you know, all phases of life can afford to get ahead in the game.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and our focus is on the rising price of gasoline. What a national disgrace, right? And a problem, in fact. So you heard from Mike, who is an independent, who thinks that it's the folks in Washington who are causing this problem. Coming up next on the countdown, we have more of your calls at 800-510-8255. If you're frustrated, this is the place at least for us to take the cork out of the top of the bottle and run some of your thoughts out, get the pressure down just a bit. More of your calls on the price of gasoline and who's responsible, and more importantly, come up with some ideas on how to fix the problem, okay? That's up next here on the countdown.
I'm David Travers, head of operations at Farmers Insurance. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes, March for Babies. For more than 25 years, March for Babies has given us the opportunity to support families in our communities. Take steps to help women have healthy pregnancies across the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now. including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
There's no business like show business, so goes the old saying, and Hollywood understands just how true that is. In fact, these days you'd be hard-pressed to find a media company that doesn't have its hand in various proverbial cookie jars, those being television, film, and music. To that point, it comes as no surprise that 7 Arts Entertainment Incorporated has acquired Big Jake Music, a New York-based indie music label that's focused on established and cutting-edge music artists. For the independent motion picture production and distribution company, the addition was highly strategic, according to Peter Hoffman, CEO of 7 Arts Entertainment. With the explosion of cable networks, digital distribution for music, movie, and television content, and the existence of countless niches, it would seem that entertainment companies would be remiss if they didn't take advantage of this potentially lucrative revenue stream. For more information, visit www.7artspictures.com and www.bigjakemusic.com.
Continuing on, rolling along, as a matter of fact, on our Talk Radio Countdown show, Doug Steffen here with your calls about the rising price of gasoline, circumstances being what they are, global oil prices being what they are. The price of a barrel has gone to a nine-month high this week. $106 a barrel. France and Britain not getting any more oil. Iran responding to the heavy pressure from Europe and America. Of course, what we're trying to do is stop the country's nuclear power program, right? Before they can build nuclear weapons. This most recent move by Iran to ban oil exports to the two European countries comes as a direct preemptive response to the planned oil embargo set for this summer. The EU has already frozen assets of Iran's central bank. So you go back the last couple of weeks, you've probably also heard news stories about Iran threatening to shut down the Strait of Hormuz. Hasn't happened yet, but Iran has indicated it could close the strait or take other measures should the country feel threatened enough by Western allies. Right now you're wondering, what's the Strait of Hormuz and why does it matter to you? If Iran tries to block the strait, it could have a huge impact on world oil prices, which would directly impact how much you pay for groceries and electronics, plane tickets, all these things that we're talking about. Oil is an important part of pretty much every shipping process. The Strait of Hormuz is a waterway that connects the Persian Gulf to the Arabian Sea. It's the only passage to the open ocean for some of the biggest oil producers in the Middle East. You got to wonder what the rest of these people over there are doing, like the Saudi Arabians, the Kuwaitians, Iran, I guess, I'm sorry, Iraq. It's critical to have this thing open. So they're playing with fire, no question about that. Ken in Clearwater, Florida, what's your deal?
No one is talking about inflation. When Nixon was in there and people had to sit in line every day, we had to get gas one day and couldn't get gas another day. You had to go by the odds and the evens. Nobody's talking about that. Inflation is just through the roof. Unemployment is way higher than 8.3 or whatever they're saying. This whole system is just completely out of hand. I don't know what the American people can do except, OPEC has run this situation for the last 30 years. Nobody's addressed that except Ronald Reagan. So, what are we going to do?
800-510-8255. Email address is Doug at DougStephan, STEPHAN.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Lots of info on all of the stories we cover on the countdown on the homepage at DougStephan.com as well. When we continue in a few moments, we continue with your calls. 800-510-TALK on the countdown at 21 after the hour.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop.
Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We continue now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with the pretty much the subject matter of this hour is the price you're paying for gasoline and all the yinging and yanging that's going on. Some of the analysts you may have heard estimate the price of oil could go up by 50% within days if there's disruption of the supply. I tried to explain the Straits of Hormuz and what that's all about, what it means for you filling up your tank at the gas station. It requires a lot of attention to detail here, it seems to me. You got to wonder, what in the world are we doing so tied to Middle Eastern oil after all these years? Do you realize how bad the leadership is on both sides? We got plenty of oil here, and they're fighting about why we aren't drilling and why we aren't using the pipeline and all this other stuff, and you're taking it in the chin because of the people that you voted for on both sides. Man, if this isn't a prima facie reason for having a third party, I don't know what is. Here's Doug calling from New York.
You know, the reason why the prices were so low when Obama came in, we had a hearing where we had more reasonable people in the Senate on the commodity futures trading authority there, and we found out basically that, for instance, 70% of the heating oil in the Northeast was owned by Morgan Stanley. They didn't take delivery of this. They didn't have any place to hold it. They didn't have holding tanks. They just buy up the futures. And people don't understand the way the futures markets works in the oil. And I think probably a program on that would be helpful. Because when you get $106 billion going into the market, it does raise the price for everybody. But it has nothing to do. If you look at the Bureau of the Commerce Department, you'll find that our number one export the last month was gasoline. That's our number one export last month. When you have people that are allowed to come in and bid on contracts and make it impossible for the people who actually need these things, for instance, again, in the Northeast, as I mentioned before, I think 63% of heating oil companies went out of business because they couldn't afford to buy the heating oil because all these guys from Goldman Sachs and the rest of it were buying it up. And if you look at the CF, the Commodity Futures Trading, I forget it's called Council or something, you'll find that there are people there that are from these investment firms. And unless you get people that will come in and actually hold hearings and stop these guys, if you remember, they reduced it in a matter of 6 weeks from $144 $2.90 to $47.90.
I don't think Congress is doing the right thing by the American people in terms of the way they're supporting the oil companies. I think they should take away the oil subsidies. I also, and I know this, people are going to go crazy when I say this, but, you know, this whole idea of a price freeze, just like what happened back in the days of the first oil embargo in the 70s. Roll the prices back to $2.50 and leave it there for 6 months. And that'll force all these speculators right out of this market.
800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So the problem is, we're exporting too much oil and not keeping enough of it here. A lot of people would agree with that. Thank you, sir, for your call. Let's see here. Next up, we've got Alex in Raleigh, North Carolina. Go ahead. What do you need to say, Alex?
I read an article about a month ago while I was down in Florida, and it said our largest export in the U.S. was refined petroleum products, meaning gasoline and diesel fuel. So the question is, if we're drilling in the Gulf and we're drilling off of North Carolina and we want to do a pipeline through the U.S., we want to refine it and ship it, why don't we say we can drill, we refine it, but we sell it here? Why are we exporting it while our gas prices are going up? It seems to me that's an easy fix, and it could be done maybe by executive order as a factor of national security. All these politicians are speaking half-truths. They're saying we need to drill. We need the oil, but we need the refined product.
More and more of you are interested in this. We got calls lined up from North Carolina, Florida, Arkansas, and Tennessee. So stay tuned for your thoughts as the Talk Radio Countdown Show emphasis on the price of gasoline continues.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
January, February, March.
February?
Oh, you might not speak social media, but I do. And my business does too. It's February, the month that my social media actually started working, thanks to Constant Contact.
So it's email?
No, it's a brand new social media tool. Introducing Social Campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up today at ConstantContact.com and you could win $1,000 for you and a fan.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residents of U.S. and Canada. School bag, you know. And through 2912, the rules at ConstantContact.com.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome. A reason to go to the tool mega sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is... Honey, are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale starting this Friday only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman, trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Hope
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Whether you want to send roses, carnations, whether you've got hundreds to spend or just a little, Farm Fresh Flowers is your place for Valentine's flowers, birthdays, anniversaries. Call right now and save 12% with the code Radio K. That's Radio K. Go to farmfreshflowers.com, type it in the coupon code, or call them at 800-999-2109. 800-999-2109. Call them now. Farmfreshflowers.com, code Radio K.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Let's see if we can get the old voice arena to keep working a little bit. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and your thoughts. Gasoline is the focus, and what you're paying. Let's find out also as we survey all of your thoughts on this, how much it is in your area. 800-510-8255. What's the cost of gasoline right now, and how has it changed over the last, let's say, 3 or 4 weeks? Because that's really where the changes have been dramatic. So we get you on, if you are following us on Facebook, that's swell. And you can send an email if you want as well to Doug Steffen, doug@dougsteffen.com. Joe in North Carolina, let's get your thoughts on the problem.
The basis of all this is a failed foreign policy on the part of President Obama. He has allowed the Middle East to slip further and further into turmoil, and this increase in gas prices will be a strain on the U.S. economy, everybody's wallet, and not only that, the worst part about it is it will be a national security issue. And I just hope that when it comes voting time, that even the people out there, the nice Democrats that love Mr. Obama, they remember that the national average the day that President Obama took office was $1.79. So, you know, I don't care who you are or what world events, you know, have influence on it. According to my standards, I don't look at that as being a good job when it comes to an executive. So just remember, everybody, $1.79 was the price of gas the day he took office. And when you whip out $5 a gallon, I hope you vote with your wallets, because not only is this a strain on your financial situation, it's also reducing your liberty, because you cannot travel when you want. It's a reduction of liberty and a national security issue.
All right, is that the way you find this? Is that how this shakes out for you? 800-510-8255. Tim's in Florida. The cost of gasoline, is it President Obama's fault or not?
No one is talking about inflation. When Nixon was in there and people had to sit in line every day, you know, we had to get gas one day and couldn't get gas another day. You had to go by the odds and the evens. Nobody's talking about that. inflation is just through the roof. Unemployment is way higher than 8.3 or whatever they're saying. I mean, this whole system is just completely out of hand. I don't know what the American people can do. You know, OPEC has run this situation for the last 30 years. Nobody's addressed that except Ronald Reagan. So, I mean, what are we going to do?
It's a good question. How much of this is affecting the cost of stock? Yesterday, the Dow Jones moved above the 13,000 level, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which has some significance to some people. It's always used by the news media. It's not as it's not really as telling as the Standard & Poor's issue. But for the first time since May of 2008, went up and went down a little bit. A lot of people are looking what it costs in terms of what you're going to need to drive your car on vacation. Is that going to cut the amount of time that you spend in your car driving this summer? How much is the effect going to be on those of you who travel by plane? Or, as most people know, it affects everything. The inflation rate, and again, this affects who gets elected, but the inflation rate is always a factor of what the gasoline costs. And we just thought there was a handle on it. And it has to do with this crazy stuff in the Middle East, right? And we're still, at this point, we are still dependent on Middle Eastern oil. Isn't it crazy? Ronald Reagan from that time, Jimmy Carter, when the inflation rate was 17% because of the cost of gasoline. Why haven't we done something about it? That would be the real question I'd have. And I don't want to get too flummoxed on it because I'll lose my voice. Again, or still, 800-510-8255. We'll listen to Doug now from New York State.
You know, the reason why the prices were so low when Obama came in, we had a hearing where we had more reasonable people in the Senate on the commodity futures trading authority there. And we found out basically that, for instance, 70% of the heating oil in the Northeast was owned by Morgan Stanley. They didn't take delivery of this. They didn't have any place to hold it. They didn't have holding tanks. They just buy up the futures. And people don't understand the way the futures markets works in the oil, because when you get $106 billion going into the market, it does raise the price for everybody, but it has nothing to do. If you look at the Bureau of the Commerce Department, you'll find that our number one export the last month was gasoline. That's our number one export last month. When you have people that are allowed to come in and bid on contracts and make it impossible for the people who actually need these things, for instance, again, in the Northeast, as I mentioned before, I think 63% of heating oil companies went out of business because they couldn't afford to buy the heating oil, because all these guys from Goldman Sachs and the rest of it were buying it up. And if you look at the CF, the Commodity Futures Trading, I forget it's called Council or something, you'll find that there are people there that are from these investment firms. And unless you get people that will come in and actually hold hearings and stop these guys, if you remember, they stopped, they reduced it in a matter of 6 weeks from $144.90 to $47.90. It was in 2008, so that the prices went down. They were a little bit higher, and then when they had these hearings and all these guys saw that the jig was up, that they were, you know, shedding light on this for the American public, all of a sudden they pulled out of the futures market and prices, you know, rebounded.
This is your fault. You realize that, right? 800-510-8255. You're worried about fixing the blame to fix the problem. This is because we haven't demanded a fix. You can say, oh, well, we voted for Barack Obama. Barack Obama hasn't really done much. He's had the government invest in a few companies that were favorable to him. And we've lost, $500 million with one deal and $400 million with another deal. This is the kind of stuff. There's so much corruption in this. And the question that you ask yourself, which is the right question, why is it the day after the price goes up per barrel, when it takes sometimes 4 months or more for the oil to go through the system, in other words, get out of the ground, put in a tanker, brought to the refinery, then trucked to your gas station and put in your car? That's a four-month process or more. And yet the day after the price of a barrel goes up $4, you see it reflected in the price you pay at the pump. What are we, nuts? We have to be nuts. to put up with this stuff. Either that or you're not very smart. You haven't figured it out yet, or you don't care. Maybe that's what it is. 800-510-8255. Here's William with a genius idea. Go ahead, William.
People better realize and think about when George Bush and Dick Cheney took office, they had for like $22, $23 a barrel. It went up to over $100 a barrel right behind the private meeting that Dick Cheney had with the energy people that we don't even know what he talked about. And right behind that, gas prices start going up. The barrel of oil start going up. The price of gas start going up. Right. And the people in the South better wake up, because Republicans take them for granted for their votes and going to stick it to them just like they do with anybody else.
You know, actually, I was a little bit of a wise guy before I introduced you, William. You may have something here, Dick Cheney especially, between him and his pal Rumsfeld. They're the ones who got they influenced George Bush, too, in his thinking. But they really got Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan had been discussing all these things. Nancy Reagan was extremely influential in what went on during the White House years when her husband was president. And she'd convinced him to try to get the Congress, Tip O'Neill and that bunch, to go along with some of the green initiatives. Or O'Neill had convinced with Nancy Reagan, the president, let's do some green initiatives. Let's get some alternative energy stuff going. Let's do biodiesel. Let's do ethanol. Let's do things here at home. And Cheney and Rumsfeld talked Reagan out of it, and because they were pals with their friends in the Middle East. 800-510-8255. We've had these discussions until we're blue in the face. We say the same thing all the time, and yet we don't do anything about it. Here's Lorraine in El Dorado Hills, California on the countdown. Yes, Lorraine, go ahead, please.
Well, I'm tired of all the pussyfooting going on, and I think something, they can all holler and everything, get everything done when they stand out in the streets. Why can't the public do something with their elected representatives about the oil we should have gotten from Iraq? When we went over there and all we got back were the dead bodies of our young men, and all that oil is sitting there, and they're going to sell it to China. They're going to sell it to any place they get, and we've got nothing. And we just sit here and never did a damn thing about it. There must be something wrong with the people in this country.
Yep, there is something wrong with the people in this country. You're 100% right, Lorraine. We spend all this money defending. You know, when George Bush lied to us and said, well, we'll get all our money back, when the initial, I think, $23 billion was spent, no problem. And the oil was being trucked out of Iraq over into Turkey to be sold, and nobody did anything about that either. 800-510-8255. Is there a conspiracy here? You're darn right there is. More calls on the price you're paying for gasoline as the countdown continues.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made, because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company, and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap. No pressure. No cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
In honor of Black History Month, Macy's and the Romare Bearden Foundation celebrate the 100th birthday of the African-American artist, innovator, and visionary, Romare Bearden. Join us at select Macy's locations nationwide for inspiring events that showcase his artwork and celebrate his legacy. Check your local newspapers or visit Macy's.com/celebrate for locations and details. Join us as we celebrate Black History Month. That's the magic of Macy's.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Do you take Viagra? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? Look, at $18 a pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for just $3, and it comes with a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $15 per pill for the same results. One more? We'll give you 40 blue pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call 1-800-764-6923 and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering's fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now at 1-800-764-6923. That's 1-800-764-6923.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has 7 moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
800-510-8255 on the countdown. We're talking about the price you're paying for gasoline and why it is as it is. Gasoline, what we're using in terms of the population, it's gone. The volume goes up a little bit, but remember, we have more population. The price has gone up, but the amount you're using individually has gone down. What about the price of natural gas, which doesn't have anything to do with the price of gasoline? And which company do you think is either best at pricing? I'm talking about Chevron, Shell, Exxon, Mobil, whatever, the local guy on the corner, what the price is there. 800-510-8255. Alex in North Carolina wants us to know what he's thinking.
I read an article about a month ago while I was down in Florida, and it said our largest export in the U.S. was refined petroleum products, meaning gasoline and diesel fuel. So the question is, if we're drilling in the Gulf and we're drilling off of North Carolina and we want to do a pipeline through the U.S., we want to refine it and ship it. Why don't we say we can drill, we refine it, but we sell it here? Why are we exporting it while our gas prices are going up? It seems to me that's an easy fix, and it could be done maybe by executive order as a factor of national security. All these politicians are speaking half-truths. They're saying we need to drill, we need the oil, but we need the refined product.
Hey, that's really great. I'm looking at some prices here in California, as high as $4.94 a gallon. What are you paying where you are? 800-510-8255. And how big a problem do you think this is for Barack Obama? Here's Arnold in Tennessee.
It's possible to power all of our vehicles by electricity. Gas is basically, unnecessary. But the oil companies keep us tied to their oil pumps. There are ways to power, all the vehicles electrically. According to the EPA, the Chevy Bolt gets 35 and 40 miles to the gallon. That's, highway and city driving. But if you go to Chevrolet's website and check out, the Chevy Volt, their highway mileage is 95 city and 90 highway. We have ways to get rid of gasoline, but I don't know if we have the courage or not to do that.
It frustrates a lot of people to know that the gas that comes out of Alaska goes to Japan. People talking about this new pipeline, first of all, are angry because Barack Obama seemed to be in the way of it, because his environmental pals had more to say about it, or they were not happy, and he's got to deal with that base. But the more, I think the important question here is, why are we still on all of this? Why are we so influenced by the political comings and goings of what happens in the Middle East? That's what drives most people crazy about all this, because it hasn't changed at all. More electric cars, is that the answer? Maybe it helps a little bit. Exporting our oil? Frustration, right? 800-510-8255, a reminder of our numbers here on the countdown.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're working our way through your thoughts on the price of gasoline. It's probably the most important item in terms of what we're all thinking about what's going on in our country, at least at the moment. 800-510-8255. Might it be the number one topic at the next GOP presidential debate? Maybe it would be apt. The White House, through its spokesperson, the press secretary, Jay Carney, says rising gas prices are affected by the global price of oil. That price, Carney says, can be affected by a variety of factors, including the unrest in the Middle East and growth in countries like China, but it's not President Obama's fault. That's what he says. What do you say? 800-510-8255. We just heard from some callers who said the price of gasoline is the president's fault. So what do we do about it? I'm looking at the five elections in my lifetime where gas prices have been important. When Gerald Ford lost to Jimmy Carter, I think it was a factor. In 1980, when Mr. Carter lost to Ronald Reagan, it was a factor. In 1992, when George H.W. Bush lost to Bill Clinton, it was a factor. When Al Gore and George Bush went at it in 2000, it was a factor. Was it a factor when John McCain lost to Obama? What do you think? Average price of gasoline, $3.57 a gallon, according to the AAA yesterday. 800-510-8255. Here's Jack in Connecticut.
Gas prices up here, I see the rise in prices hitting the lower and the middle classes disproportionately. More so than the wealthy. The wealthy are still building big homes around here. And they're doing their additions, and they're, you know, adding 2,000 or 3,000 square feet to existing homes. And I don't see it affecting them as much as I do the people who really are impacted by this. And I you know, as a Republican, I'd like to see that point brought out by the Republican candidates. This is severely affecting people. People aren't driving. I see people sitting, walking, and I've talked with people. They're not driving as much as they used to.
800-510-8255. Are you driving as much as you used to? What about this summer? I asked that question a few minutes ago. Summer gasoline prices may be the highest they have ever been. If that's the case, does that automatically signal the end of Barack Obama? They're already almost $4 a gallon and near $5 here, as I said, parts of California. Why is this? The disruptions in oil from the Middle East don't mean anything. If we hadn't been suppressing domestic oil drilling, policies like President Obama's refusal to allow the pipeline to be built, the Rockefeller Foundation has spent a lot of money helping environmentalists to block domestic oil and gas development. There's maybe something to think about there. Some of these fanatics claim we're running out of oil and gas, so government subsidizes alternative energy that costs more. And whether it does more remains to be seen. Why don't we get the oil and gas off the coast everywhere? We got enough oil in our country and pass a law that everything stays here. Why don't we do that? Here's Vince in South Carolina.
A lot of people don't realize that their 401ks are tied directly to the energy stocks. The only person really coming out ahead, because you said, well, you know, my 401k has made me, you know, $3,000 since January. Yeah, but you're paying double for bread, double for milk. Your tires have gone up. Everything you use has gone up. The 401k holder thinking, well, I'm making money, but then you're paying more for everything else that's connected to oil. So basically, the gambling casino on Wall Street is the problem once again.
Here's Kenneth in Arkansas. Let's make it fast here, Kenneth. Go ahead.
I have a solution for the gas problem, and I hope the president is listening. First of all, the oil company, the Republican Party and the oil company, see, the oil company has a dog in this fight here, and that dog won't hunt. What it is, what they're trying to do, they're trying to wreck the economy, for one thing. Now, the president has a solution. All he has to do is get his Consumer Protection Agency, which he's already set up, and have them to go in and investigate what's going on. See, this is a national security issue right now. See, right now, they're going to wreck this economy to put this black president out of office. And this is all that is boiling down to the American people. See what they're doing, because McConnell said he wants to make this president a one-time president. And so, but it's hurt the entire nation for what they're doing to our nation.
All right, Brad, make it fast.
Okay, here it is. 08, pre-election. The whole problem was Bush's fault. Okay, 2012, let's say that it's Obama's fault. Not a new set of rules for a new president.
We got 10 seconds.
If we go electric, you've got to supply that power somehow. It's got to be used, some kind of fuel has to be burned off to supply the electric.